It's time for another MCCL update here on KKCQ and on our Food for Thought program. And joining us in the studio this morning is Cooper Wilson. Hello, Cooper.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. What do you have for us today?
I just want to talk about the East Polk County DAC a little bit. Teresa Voxlin approached me a few weeks ago about talking about some of the stuff we do at the DAC and who we serve. So I'll just jump right into that. We currently are serving about 30 clients ages 25 to 73. These are adults with developmental disabilities or traumatic brain injuries. So all of our client base is disabled in some form. We provide them with employment opportunities, socialization, activities, and some leisure time. Some of the things we do in the building, a lot of people are familiar with our fire starters that we sell. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty popular. We sell a lot of those. So the clients do have the opportunity to make those, and that's something that's really enjoyed. Also in the building, we do can recycling every Tuesday and Thursday. And another activity that we've done the last couple of years is building wood duck houses, which has gone over really well, not only with our clients, but also just around the area. We've sold a lot of those, and I think we're planning to do that again this year. Our clients benefit from these services, as well as a lot of businesses around town. We are able to work at I think last time I counted it was like 23 businesses around town. We do cleaning and some other services mm-hmm. for them. A lot of our clients will go and, you know, clean bathrooms, just floors, shelves, all sorts of stuff like that. And this, you know, really helps provide our clients with some enrichment. They learn functional life skills, a paycheck, and really, you know, a sense of accomplishment. And they're able to socialize with not only other individuals with disabilities, but lots of just people around the community. And there's, you know, we've had great acceptance in the community of all of our clients, which has been really awesome to see. You know, there's not every community has a DAC, so there's not always opportunities for individuals to get out and about in the way we are able to provide for them. We are able to show not only our clients, but also the community that individuals with disabilities do have a purpose, and they can certainly contribute positively to society. And I think that's really important for not only the clients, but for the community, to help, you know, people be integrated and, you know, have a place. And that being said, I do want to thank all the businesses around town, which there's too many of them for me to name off right now, that do allow us to come and work for them. Without them, we would not be able to do, you know, what we do for our clients, and we truly appreciate that. We're also extremely thankful to everyone who donates to our facility, whether that be, you know, financially or donations such as newspaper and wax for our fire starters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about the staff at the DAC? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, currently we have 13 staff, a couple part-timers, substitute, and then a bunch of full-timers. And you know, they work with anywhere between 1 to 4 or 5 clients per day, each staff does. Mm-hmm. We've been pretty lucky to have some staff that's been around a long time. Not a lot of turnover. I'm really thankful for that. You know, I've been really lucky since I started working at the DAC that I haven't had staffing issues with at the DAC, so I've been able to find people to work and haven't had a whole lot of issue holding on to people either, and we're really lucky about that.
I guess I didn't realize it was 22 businesses?
And yeah, 22 or 23 the last time I counted.
And that's great.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's really, you know, a testament to our community in the area, the openness that they've shown us to us coming in and working for them.
Yeah, they help us here at the radio station every Thursday.
Yeah, and they really enjoy coming here too.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they do a great job. Well, thank you for sharing your time. Anything else? Or?
No, I think that's all for now, but thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Cooper. Cooper Wilson, our guest on Food for Thought this morning.